Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na-na-na-na-na-na-na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Break it up with Linda Mitchell.
Ah, you said it, girl.
Jimmy
Cass. Yeah.
The land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate. We give, showing others how to live. We care, we love all through the land.
Well, good evening, good night, good morning, good afternoon, wherever you're listening in from. You're waking up with Linda McChan. It's a new week. This show is being sponsored by CUC, Community Unification and Collaboration, nonprofit organization that has skilled advisors and consultants to help you meet your needs in education, training, life skills, and our youth empowerment. It's mine for Monday. We're going to be short and sweet today. And our topic, What Matters to You, will be discussed by Tiffany with an I see it, I change it, and I complete it. You know, effort and hard work constructs the bridge that connects your dreams to reality. Those who make such steady efforts are full of hope, and hope, in turn, arises from steady efforts. Embrace your dream and advance as far as they can take you. We want to continue to send prayers out to Florida and Puerto Rico, okay? Things are happening there. We have to send our love. And again, I want to tell you to shop early because the prices are rising for the holidays. You know how it gets out there. And of course, we're going to remind you to vote. Start doing your research. But until Tiffany with an I comes on to join, let's kind of listen to this a little bit. Welcome in to Mindful Monday.
Slavery and the whole man-made white world. Yeah. material world, creating your own image, supreme God. Your Virgin Mary, your Holy Ghost, came to be pure of heart and stained with blood. Colored upward mobility, put a human soul down the river. Live another form of slavery in the whole man-made white world. Here's your master. When your fancy material world, you'll see the links of change, binding the our own ancestors, our hungry ghosts. Closets are full of bones, they won't flow. Colored upward mobility, but a human soul down the river. There's another form of slavery, and a whole man-made white world is a master. See the link of chain binding you in your fancy material world. You'll see the link of chain binding you in your fancy material world. Don't see the link of chain binding.
Cause she said she learned the hard way. Said she wanna spare the children. She said don't give a say your soul away, cause all that you have is your soul. Don't be tempted by the shiny apple. Don't you eat of a bitter fruit. Hunger only for a taste of justice. Hunger only for a world of truth. Cause all that you have is your soul. I was a pretty young girl once. I had dreams, I had high hopes. Married a man, he stole my heart away. Gave his love, but what a high price it paid. And all that you have is your soul. Don't be tempted by the shiny apple. Don't you eat of a bitter fruit. Hunger only for a taste of justice. Hunger only for a world of truth. Cause all that you have is your soul. Why was I such a young fool? Thought I'd make history, making babies was the best I could do. Thought I made something could be mine forever. Thought of the hard way, one can't possess another. And all that you have is your soul. Don't be tempted by the shiny apple. Don't you eat of a bitter fruit. Hunger only for a taste of justice. Hunger only for a world of truth. Cause all that you have is your soul. I thought I could find a way. Beat a system, make a deal and have no debt to pay. Take it all. I take it all, I'd run away. Leave myself first class and first rate. But all that you have is your soul. Don't be tempted by the shiny apple. Don't you eat of a bitter fruit. Hunger only for a taste of justice. Hunger only for a world of truth. Cause all that you have is your soul.
That's right. All that you have is your soul. And you have to look deep, deep, deep into it. To ask yourself, what matters? What matters to you? We have Tiffany with an eye. I see it. I strategized it. I corrected. And I completed. On the air with us this evening, Tiffany with an eye. Welcome in. How are you?
I am doing well on this Monday. And yourself?
I'm wonderful. Thank you again for coming in. You know, we know how it gets. We appreciate you so much. We know things are picking up out there. Meetings are happening. And, you know, it's voting time. We are talking about those ballots out there and the initiatives and, you know, trying to educate society on really, really stressing the fact of what matters to you, not what you hear, not what anybody tell you, not what anybody has said, what matters to you. So I'm going to turn it over to you this evening and just kind of like sit over here. What matters to you, Tiffany with an eye?
Oh, my goodness. That's such a broad question, right? I'll be more specific with it. I think I can quite honestly say what matters to me is understanding who I am, my purpose in life, and the direction that I'm going with it. That's what matters most to me. And I have my friends and other people come to me so that we have conversations on this. And it's very, very interesting. And being able to make a difference. So, excuse me, I love to share and care. I love to share the knowledge that I've obtained, not because, you know, sometimes you pay for knowledge. Sometimes, you know, you go through experience and you gain knowledge. But I love sharing knowledge just because if I got it, especially if I've gone through experience, you know, an experience or I've gone through something and learned something, it's important for me to share it with someone. For me to have the knowledge and keep the knowledge is not important to me. What's important to me is that whatever lesson I've learned, whatever I'm doing in my life, is to share the knowledge so that someone else can grow and benefit from it. Because, I mean, I just get, it's like, why have all this knowledge and not be able to share? For me, you know, yes, I'm a consultant and people pay for my services and they pay for my consults and all that. But at the end of the day, sometimes it's just about, with my friends and other people, just about sharing the information. And that's why I come on this show to have conversation to share. Because it's just like I've gone through something. Sometimes when we go through, and I know other people who have come on this show unknowingly have utilized the platform the same way, because when you share something that's very personal to you, you've had an experience. And I'll say I've had experiences that, you know, I may have had a call that I didn't know quite how to deal with, or I had an encounter with somebody I didn't know how to quite deal with. But by my coming on the show and actually showing up, I was able to get through it. I was able to share my experience. I was able to be transparent. I was able, and I had to dig deep. You know, I think once or twice I've come on and I'm almost on the verge of tears. And I'm like, okay, wait a minute. I got to get myself together so that I can come on the show. But in getting on the show and having that conversation or be able to share a portion of the experience with the audience has helped me so much. And, yes, it has, it took a lot because, you know, as you're on the verge of tears, you're emotionally, like, you could have cried all day, you're emotionally exhausted, but, and then you have to dig deep to, you know, come on the show to share, but it has actually been a platform for me to kind of, you know, utilize it as a release for an experience or do something like that. But it's like a healing aspect. So for me, it's important for me to share my experiences, my knowledge, so that it could help benefit or heal someone else. And this platform, so do that, helps me in ways.
Well, you giving it just what I wanted to hear. I wanted to hear that word heal, because that's really what it's all about. And giving you an example, we had a life coach, Karen Berg. Karen came on, and she was talking about her situation, and she was healing herself. She was answering herself. It was the funniest thing. It was a great show. We want others to listen to it. I think it was last Thursday, Karen Berg, life coach. And it was very, very interesting. So to hear you say it is about healing. It is about lighting that candle for others through our own experiences and our own stories. And I'm going to go into a lead into what we have planned here. I want you to look out for the postings and look out for the call out. We will be calling out the mentors, educators, storytellers, whatever you can do. We want you to come in and work with our youth. They have a lot of questions. And we want mentors to come in to help them out. So keep a lookout on that posting. It will be coming under Step 2 Success. And they're going to be sponsoring it. And we're going to put a call out there. We're looking for mentors. One Saturday a month, maybe for 4 hours. But we will have some young adults that need to hear your story. See, we stand here like redwood trees because we had storytellers. With all the events and the way things have changed and the new beginnings, one thing that never, ever changes, and that is those stories. A lot of you might have one ear on them, but eventually, as they go through life, they remember. I know I remember. And when you say what matters out there, what matters to me, taking care of my goals, my health, and my happiness to self and others. And more so, what matters to me is seeking out like-minded people, because this society is full of different types and different versions. And unless you get out and get that experience and get that awareness and understand, like you say, you want to know who you are, understand who you are, so that you can carry on toward your purpose and keep up with your directions and being able to make a difference. See, it all starts with us here. So I'm so glad that you use that word heal, because actually that's what it's about. And I had a phone call come in from Ann and Rebecca today, and Ann said that, you know, what matters to her is her children and their needs, okay? That's top priority. And Rebecca stated that what mattered to her was she's looking for space because she wants to bring her family together, you know, her mother and her father that are still living, and she needs more a residence with more space so that they can all be together. So we are revamping out here through all of the things that we're all going through. What really, really matters, you know. It doesn't matter that you have on the prettiest dress in the room. It doesn't matter that you're the only one. What matters is that you're still alive and you can walk in that room. You know, people have just sort of like revamped and rechanged, but you hit the word that I wanted to put out there, and that was heal. Healing yourself so that therefore you can help heal others to be able to make a difference. You hit it, Tiffany, with a nine. On that note, I'm going to say kudos to you.
You asked the question, right? And, I know that, you know, we've had several conversations on it, including the one we had today. And, you know, it's very important, because if you know what you want, why you're here, and doing what's best for you is like getting the education, the knowledge, researching, especially when you were talking about voting, is knowing what needs to happen for you and your family or you and your loved ones, right? So I just think that's very, very important. And that's how we can, once we identify that, then we know how to move and navigate, and then hopefully help someone else, you know,
Well, you know, we spoke earlier and we kind of like touched on, you know, we're not politicians. We cannot give education on initiatives. We will have persons to come on and kind of like share a little bit of that. But I know that there are certain things that's on the ballot. You know, you hear the yay, yes, vote no. It's so darn confusing out there. But we talked about one thing that kind of like struck me, you know, the small restaurants versus the large chains. And with the, you know, minimum wage going up, what that struggle is out there, and you point, it really made me stop and think, you know, as far as, you know, how they're struggling. So something that's coming in to appear to be good, what is it doing on the other side? So I'm trying to wrap that around my head so I can speak on it a little bit more. Can you give me a little bit of take on that, or, you know,
I was having another conversation with a colleague of mine, and we were discussing businesses, and actually, too, I was at a meeting in which I actually saw this, and we were, Yes, I was coming out of the supermarket and, you know, asked to sign a petition, and it was from, you know, it's something to put on the ballot regarding the minimum wage as the increase has affected the restaurant industry, and which was interesting because I had to think about that, you know, and restaurants are small businesses. And in my conversation with one of my friends yesterday, as we were talking about small businesses, I was saying that, you know, small businesses and restaurants, some of them haven't, especially restaurants, haven't recuperated from COVID. So what they thought, you know, yes, they were still open. You know, yes, you got delivery from DoorDash and Uber Eats and many of those outlets or companies. But, you know, the restaurants had to pay for that delivery. So it's like the restaurant pays for the delivery and the consumer pays for that delivery. And it's just very interesting because they are still stuck. They're still trying to figure it out. So if those listeners out there that see that outside their grocery store, someone asking you to sign the petition, you know, if that matters for you because you own a small business or you work at a restaurant or anything like that, you know, I encourage you to really think about that. Really think about, you know, what that's like for a small business, because in California, you know, that's largely our small businesses make up our economy. In California, we have a lot of small businesses and a lot of restaurants in California, especially Los Angeles. So, you know, if you are an employer, you're an employee in a small business or restaurant, what really matters to you? Because if the minimum wage increases for a small business or a restaurant, and I'll speak on a restaurant, a restaurant's profit is not that big as comparatively speaking to a corporate restaurant. So any increase to a small business such as a restaurant is going to affect them much more than it would a corporate restaurant such as like BJ's or Olive Garden or any of those. And I can say that because when I went to lunch yesterday, we were searching for a restaurant, and the ones that were busiest were the corporate restaurants like BJ's and Olive Garden, lines outside the door. The smaller restaurants had more seating available. They have, you know, and they also have good food, but it's just you're seeing the sign of the times and what's really going on with our economy. So I just urge everybody to, you know, if supporting a small restaurant or a small business matters to you, I say, you know, check into these ballot measures or things, petitions that they want to place on the ballot and see what matters to you. You know, certain things matter to different people, you know. Some people don't even like cooking, so, you know, having the ability to have a lot of restaurants to choose from matters, right? Because they don't like to cook. You know, or being a restaurant owner because you love food and you want to share that very sacred gift or skill set, talent with other people, you know, that matters because, you know, it's just a little different in the restaurant industry because you have the cost of food, you have the minimum wage increase, you have a lot of variables for a smaller restaurant to happen or to survive. So if small businesses such as a restaurant matter to you, then look at the, you know, sign the petition for it to be a ballot measure if it matters to you, if whatever, you know. So we're dealing with so many different things. If gaming matters to you, and we have to look at that ballot measure. But, you know, also, as we always say, do your homework, research it, connect with organizations that perhaps educate you on what these ballot initiatives are. I mean, yeah, ballot initiatives are all about, so that you can make an informative decision that matters to you. Again, we're not trying to tell anyone either way which to go, but it's always about you and what you feel comfortable with and what you want to see change as what your priorities are, because everyone has different priorities, so.
Totally different priorities. Well, I'm glad that you took out time because I know we spoke about it and seeing that, you know, really touched me because it's really something we do have to look at, you know, when they're out there signing those petitions and, you know, understanding that what's happening, you know, if you don't have a line outside your door, then what's happening, you know, are you having any type, so that what's happening to the food that's there? You know, and is it going to waste? Is it going to be good? Well, you want to order fresh food. You know, you definitely have to have your chef there. Sometimes it's in small businesses, the owners are the chef. But it's something to look at, and I wanted you to bring that out because it kind of like made me say, oh yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Because I'm one of those who don't like to cook. Okay, I will. But when I go, I want to go and have good food and good service. I don't want my server to be mad and slap my meat on the floor. Okay, I don't want that, nor do I want to really go in and give that server a hard time because they're overworked, okay? And they're there trying to take care of their families too. And the restaurants that did stay open during the pandemic, they were moving, but it you still had to be mindful about their process. You know, it's none of it's going to be the same, and it's still not the same. You know, now that they reopened, you can actually tell the difference. So that's something good I wanted you to share, because when you spoke with me about it, it hit a button. Now, I want to talk about these gasoline prices. I went out and I had to pay $6.49 for some gas in my car. So that means that it's a lot of people out there. I'm trying to figure out how did it jump from here to there, and when is it going to go back again? But I know it's election time, and I know all of these things rise up because they have to have many, 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 many initiatives to talk about and lie about and say everything they're going to do. So we want you to do your homework out there, pay attention, listen, and more so, we are asking that you really, really sit down and say what really matters to you. Not anyone else, not what anyone else is telling you, not what you think, what really matters. So if you have a problem settling down, balancing yourself out, listen to those Tuesday shows, go back and keep them archived, and listen to Stephanie Haynes. She's going to tell you how to line it up with those chakras. So put your diffuser on, light your incense, find your stone, sit down quietly, and really, really give it some thought, because it's very, very important. And it goes for everyone. And Tiffany, with an eye, I like what you said about, you know, who I am and the purpose and direction, but the most so, being able to make a difference. And being able to make that difference starts with each and every one of us, Then it starts from in out. And I'm going to close us out by saying, again, when you light a candle for another human being, your path becomes brighter. And that's my close. Now give us a good quote so we can have them have a happy mind for Monday and come back again on Find It Out Friday. And to all the listeners out here, just like, still stay aware and safe. That stuff is still moving out there, okay? Don't lax up. Don't lax up. So,
Everything, you're right. Don't. But, you know, your quote, though, Miss Linda, is always a great quote, and it's hard to compete with that, you know?
You have to stop and think about it, but you can compete with it because, you know, if you, how you are, I know you're going to make a self-care, and I know sometimes I have you doing research and homework, and you say, I found the quote. Just come from your head and your heart, because we move from our heads and our hearts, and we're very authentic here. Whatever you give us to carry us through this evening, we're going to be mindful of it and carry it on during the week.
Well, I will probably just take it, you know, from a direction of happiness. So your happiness always begins with you. Everything changes when you bring love to yourself.
Whoa. Your happiness begins with you. Everything changes when you bring love to yourself. Despite of what you hear, what you feel, life and down. Ocean wave, and you have to be able to ride it. But if you become happy, comes from you, as Tiffany with and I said, everything will change. So I'm going to say my backup quote on that one is, when you change, it changes, okay? When you change, it changes, whatever that it might be. So, again, it all goes back within. It's about happiness. Happiness for yourself and happiness for others. Because, see, if everybody become happy, then won't nobody be bringing you no negativity, and they won't be stressing you out. So work for that happiness for you and happiness for others. It takes a lot of skill. It takes double work, but it can be done. And it makes you feel real good when you do it. Wouldn't you say so, Tiffany, with an eye?
I do agree with that. And let everyone know, we came out of retrograde in Mercury. Mercury came out of retrograde yesterday, all tied tongue here. So that's a great thing, because now as we move direct, you'll start to see things happen, and there won't be that delay, that slowness in communication, but everything will start to go faster than it was. So we're good there. And I know there's other things coming up, the eclipses, the, oh my goodness, equinox and all kinds of things. So I, you know, that we'll talk about at another time. But I thought today I would just say that we've come out of Mercury retrograde, and thankfully everything's moving in a faster direction. And whatever we decided to do is now going into effect, so we have the energy that's supporting that, some new ideas, new things that we want to do. We looked at the release of old projects, and we have new projects that we want to get underway. We have everything to help us, so that's on a good note.
Well,
this energy and all this motion is just, it's, you know, we're trying to keep up with it, and by no means are we experts, but we're just trying to keep up with the dates, all the occurrences.
We're just trying to help any way we can and share and care. So as I mentioned again, I'm going to say it again, watch the postings, the step to success. We're calling out for mentors. We need your stories. These young adults need to hear stories. They need to be mentored so that we can make sure that our successes will carry it on. So watch for those postings. I'll give you some more information on it. Our youth needs us out there. And as Tiffany said, what is the sense of getting all the knowledge, of knowing all the know-how and not passing it on? Our babies need us, so we must all get busy out here. We're looking for mentors, okay? One day a month, okay? One day a month. And I can tell you, Once you move into that, you're going to feel like you have a new life when you see what that effort that you're putting into that youth will do for their lives. And on that note, I'm going to leave it out and tell everyone they have a great Monday. Stay mindful, and we have to be fearless in everything we do. Tiffany, with an eye, we love you. I see it. I strategize it. I change it, and I complete it. Have a wonderful evening. Listeners, have a wonderful evening.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You and me. Why don't you say it? You hold the key in the palm of your hand. Use it. Don't lay your life on a master's plan. Change it. Only you generate the power to decide what to do with your life.
Positive.
We care, share, we love all through the land.